Live the Web Grill blew my mind, and then everybody else agreed. Wasn't just the fat guy that sweats all the time. She's like, yeah, guys, there's no AC in my place, but you can get like a wall unit you put in your window or something. I'm not going to go get one of those. I'm going to save the money so I can go buy shirts or maybe get some, you know, money for alcohol on the weekend. I was like, you're going to go without that for that?
Epic.
317-239-1009. I want to hear what you went without for something else. And also, you can tweet us, Joe and Alex Show. Live the Web Grill. What do we got?
Chelsea said she went without using a gas heater an entire winter to go on spring break. Hashtag no shame.
That's impressive. That's very impressive. I don't know if I could do that. Well, I could probably do winter because you could always wear layers. But when you're hot and sweating, like Liv said she was up 3 times last night, just like, oh, it's so hot. No way. That's miserable. I could be an icicle, though. Victoria on the Joe and Alex Show, what did you go without for something else?
So for 6.5 months, I went without my cell phone and air conditioning for 2 months of that six to get my car. And it wasn't even like a good car. It was like a POS.
What year was this?
This was last year, and I just turned 21,
no.
So you can imagine.
I was thinking, if you're going out with your phone, you got to be like 45 years old. I can't believe it. I can't
last
believe.
Year.
What kind of car did you end up getting, even though it's a POS?
I ended up getting a 1996 Honda.
Dang.
So it's the same age as me. So.
Throwback.
Good for you.
That's cool, though.
Wildly impressive.
You're what's right with the world. People sacrificing to get what they need.
Well, I needed it, but I actually had a car. I just didn't want that specific car anymore because it was just as equally as horrible. So I could have gone without everything and just, like, got my air conditioning back because I had just moved out and everything like that. But I knew that I wanted it, so I did the same thing that Liv is doing. I was just saving everything as much as I could. But with the air conditioning, it was just too hot at night. So I literally unplugged everything, like, from my walls all the time. And I didn't use my heat a lot during the winter or anything like that. And it was just atrocious at night. I would wake up all night long.
Bless
so I had
heart.
To cave.
Gosh, I could not handle that. Hey, thank you for calling in. Let's talk to, is this Tara?
Hi.
Hey, what's up with you? What did you go without for something else?
I went 2 to 3 weeks without washing my hair.
Okay.
Is that a long time for women? Like, because
yes,
I don't have any hair.
I couldn't handle that.
Well, the type of hair that I have ethnic hair, so it's easier for me to do that. Because I don't have to wash my hair every day.
What'd you do, braid it?
I don't have to wash my hair every week. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I braided it, you know. I put leave-in conditioner in it so it wouldn't get so dry and crunchy and crap and
why'd
tangly.
You do it?
Because I needed gas money. My shampoo is, like, really expensive. My shampoo is, like, $7 a bottle.
Whoa.
And I'm, like, really, really cheap. But, like, I had to buy the shampoo and the conditioner, you know, at the same time, you know, so I can get the results that I want.
Holy
so,
crap.
Yeah, like after taxes, it's like $16.
If
and I'm
I
like,
had
okay.
ethnic hair, I would totally rock long braids. forever. And then when you do have your hair braided, how long, I mean, you really can go a really long time without washing it, right?
Yeah, I can go a really long time without washing it. But, you know, like ethnic people, we have the, we have apple cider vinegar. We can use apple cider vinegar and something else mixed together and just kind of rub it on our scalp and, like, keep it clean.
Man.
We don't technically have to, like, wash our hair. We can just keep our scalps clean, and that's what I did. I'm not lying. Like, my inventory for shampoo and conditioners and creams and stuff for my hair equals about, like, $30.
Yeah, no way. That's one thing about me. Being white is my hair gets so oily. I mean, I have to wash my hair daily or it's gross.
Alex bumped into me the other day with her hair and I was like, oh gosh, I had to wring it
that
off of me.
That did not happen.
It was so oily. I was like one of those little poor, like, you know, like a little birds or like a penguin, like when there's an oil spill.
Whatever.
But yeah, I did it. I did it because I needed gas money and I didn't get paid until like the following, you know, week or whatever.
Yeah.
And, like, it takes, like, $20. Well, when gas was cheaper, it was taking about $20 to fill my mom's stuff.
Ooh.
All right, so now we know. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. Liv the Web Girl, what else we got here on our social media this morning?
Ada says she went without AC in 105-degree weather in Costa Rica so I could eat tacos and drink margaritas.
No way. I went to Costa Rica. I've been there a couple times on vacation. It's a beautiful place. But it is so freaking hot. Feel it hot, hot, hot. I would skip tacos. I just would do it. Or I would try to steal, like Aladdin, I'd steal some fruit off like little stands out there, and I'd try to survive that way.